and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I'm your host, Laura Vogt, the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and I'm very excited to be introducing the podcast to our newest students, the incoming freshmen and transfers. For those that are new, let me give you a quick little introduction to our podcast. Engineering Student Services, also known as ESS, wanted a way to communicate with students about important policies and procedures, events, deadlines, campus resources, and even some first-person accounts of the College of Engineering and UC Berkeley. So we decided a podcast would be a great way to make this happen. Over the summer, we'll have a podcast once a week, and you can either download it from iTunes or sign up for an RSS feed on welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. We also have a full transcript available if you aren't in the mood to listen to anyone talk. You can just read what we talked about. Each podcast varies in length from 5 to 30 minutes. Depends on what the subject is. The website is always going to have links to the resources that we talked about, so don't worry if you miss a website or an email address. You just need to check out the website. And our topics this summer are ranging from exactly how to plan your best schedule to interviews with professors and advisors on how to make your time as a Berkeley engineer the best that it can be. All right, so for today, I've invited Sharon Mueller and Kathy Barrett to talk about the first official task that ESS and UC Berkeley are asking of you, the Golden Bear Advising, often shortened to GBA. So Sharon, please introduce yourself to our new group of students.
So my name is Sharon Mueller, and I am the Director of Advising and Policy in Engineering Student Services.
And how long have you been with engineering?
I have been with engineering 5 years, and I've been on campus, I think, 27 years.
So you know a little about their policies?
Just a little bit.
And Kathy, what about you?
Hi, I'm Kathy Barrett. I'm the Associate Director in Engineering Student Services, and I also work with a group of students. I work with mechanical engineering students in the latter half of the alphabet, and I work with students who are doing the joint major.
And you've been in engineering for a few years as well?
I've been here for about 7 years, and I've been on campus for about 25, 30, I don't know, some large amount of time.
So again,
that's amazing because you're so young.
I know, it is incredible. I started as a child engineer.
Smart.
Yeah, child bride or child something.
Child prodigy.
There we go.
Yes, that's what I was.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. And I think our goal is to go over what Golden Bear Advising is and give some tips on what advisors are seeing as students have begun the process of doing the GBA. So Sharon, can you give us a quick rundown of what exactly GBA is?
So GBA is an online module. It's in B courses, which actually students are going to become very familiar with once they're here because they'll be using that for all of their courses. So it's really their introduction to B courses, and they'll be doing 5 modules within GBA. And the first module is just sort of a general module about academic support and enrichment. That's very campus-based. In engineering, we also have a lot of academic support and enrichment, and students will hear more about that in August when they come to Golden Bear orientation. And then the second module is an introduction to Cal Central. And a lot of students have already been into Cal Central, but it'll kind of introduce them to the various parts of Cal Central and how to find information in Cal Central. And then module 3 is about course search and planning. So that's, of course, going to be really important when students are planning their schedules. And then module 4 is the College of Engineering online orientation. So when students click on module 4, it looks like it's, you know, just a paragraph, but they actually have to click on the link, and that takes them into the College of Engineering online orientation. And that'll take them about an hour or maybe 2 hours to go through that part. And at the end of that, they're going to submit a schedule to their ESS advisors, so that's a really important part. And then Module 5 is all about enrollment and adjustment and next steps, and there's some information about troubleshooting in Module 5.
And going a little bit out of order of the questions that I've got for everyone, I know that some of the frosh have already started doing GBA, so what are some of the dates that we need to keep in mind as we're talking about this?
Right, so the frosh got access to GBA starting on May 30th, so we've actually already had a lot of freshmen who have gone through it and submitted schedules. The deadline for frosh to finish is June 24th, and then they'll be registering on July 18th, so that will give their advisor enough time to kind of get back to them about any concerns about the schedule or any feedback. And then for transfer students, they don't yet have access to GBA, but they will get access next Wednesday on June 13th. And the deadline for them to finish it is July 1st, and then the transfer students are going to register on July 16th. So that'll give their advisor some time to get back to them if there are any concerns about the schedule.
And Kathy, putting you on the spot a little bit, can you tell us a little bit more about COE's part of GBA? Why do we have something a little different than what? Why are we taking people out of B courses?
Right. So we had, even before B course or even before GBA started, we had already created an online orientation. So we knew that our students, it was to get them prepared to come to our old version of the orientation that we used to have, an on-campus program that happened in June. But we found it was really helpful, and it fit in really nicely to where GBA was going. And so it also gives us the opportunity to really guide students and ask them specific courses about specific questions about what they've completed, what kind of tests they've taken. We can really guide them to very specifically help them create a schedule. So we feel like there wasn't really a way to do that within B courses, which was kind of the format that GBA is running on. So we created our own orientation so we really could work very directly with our students, and we knew what requirements they needed. We could really guide them through the program. Also, we created some of our own videos, which we think are super helpful. So it was just for us for a way to really be able to work with our students directly, get a schedule from them, and really guide them through the process of choosing courses.
And one of the things that I know that we worked really hard on trying to make it the best that we could is a series of questions specifically about what classes you've taken, what math class you're planning on taking, and give you a really personalized schedule at the end of this that you're sending to your ESS advisor.
Right. So the goal is that students really know, here's what I've come in with, and then based on that, how does that help me form a schedule, and then to be able to make a schedule and then get feedback from their advisor about it.
And so at the end of this, we're sending it to your ESS advisor, what your proposed schedule is. We even asked you for backup courses. What does the advisor do with it at that point?
The advisor will review it and then respond back to the student with suggestions about the schedule that they see, any tweaks. They might ask some questions. Certainly sometimes I get a schedule, because part of GBA, we actually give students, based on their responses, we say, here's our recommended list of courses for you. And I've already had students send back schedules that's like, they're not doing any of the courses or some of the courses I recommended. So then it's kind of that back and forth of like, oh, I see you've chosen this course. What's your intention with that? So we try and, you know, just work with them to figure out what's the best schedule for them, given what the student wants to accomplish while they're here. So that's starting point.
Sorry, do you also look at the number of units that they're going to be planning on taking and give advice on what their course load that they're thinking that they could do?
Sure. So a lot of times students will send with lots of classes, and we'll talk about that can be a heavy course load. We'll talk a little bit about that. We also talk, though, about over-enrolling and then what we might call shopping and dropping, so that students can plan for courses to try them out. They've never taken a college course, most of them. They certainly haven't taken a course at Berkeley for most of them. So what are they like? And for me in particular, for my mechanical engineering students, there's a couple 2-unit classes that are part of the mechanical engineering curriculum. And you might assume that a 2-unit class is pretty easy. There's not a lot of work. And it's kind of the exact opposite. The E25 is a pretty time intensive class. So it's having a discussion with students about how to create a schedule that'll work for them and how to give them a chance to try some things out so that by the 4th week of the semester, they've really got a schedule that feels right for them.
And we have a minimum and a maximum that they could do for this first, or not necessarily a minimum, but that the policy is you have to take 12 units at least a semester.
Right.
But what's the maximum that they could register for?
During phase one, their first time around, they can register for up to 17.5 units.
Okay.
So they really can create all of their priority classes. So they should be able to really get everything they want for their first semester. They can go up to 20.5 units in the adjustment period, which starts in August. And again, we wouldn't want anyone in 20.5 units, but if they want to try out a bunch of classes and then drop to what feels like the right schedule. But yeah, eventually we want everyone to be in at minimum 12 units and 2 technical courses that are for their major.
And when it comes time to worrying about needing to drop classes by a certain date, we are definitely in contact with students via email. You're going to continue getting weekly emails from us every Monday throughout the semester. That's going to give you deadlines and policies and things that you need to keep on top of.
Right. Yeah, so pay attention to those emails for sure.
Please open the emails.
Yeah, important.
Read the newsletter.
And Sharon, what if the student has a little bit more questions or they want to have like a one-on-one with their advisor to get a little bit more rather than the back and forth with email?
Yeah, and that might be easier actually for both the student and the advisor to actually have a conversation on the phone, or certainly for local students or students who are visiting, they can come into our office once they make an appointment. So once a student submits a schedule, the advisor will look it over and will then respond to the student. And that could take a few days. You know, that could take up to a week because, of course, you know, they're getting a lot of schedules right now. But once the advisor responds, if the student feels like they have more questions, then they can make an appointment with the advisor. And that's just done through our website. And the advisors will likely, in the email response, inform students of how they can make an appointment with them. And they'll be just 15-minute appointments. But sometimes with a lot of questions, it's just a lot easier to do it in person or over the phone. And there can be an easier back and forth conversation than through email. So it's often a more efficient and effective way. So students are welcome to have that one-on-one time with their advisor if they want to do that before they register.
And they can't do it until after they've completed GBA, right?
That's right, yeah. It's we really want students to go through all the modules of GBA, particularly the College of Engineering module. And we're really expecting students to take their time going through it, to watch the videos maybe more than once, because then they'll have more informed questions. And of course, no question is a dumb question, but it's just going to be a better conversation, a more enriching conversation if they're better prepared for the conversation with their advisor, because they only have 15 minutes. So they'll certainly want to get to the core of their questions pretty quickly.
And what I would say too is students, when they're submitting their schedule, that might feel like, oh, I'm committing to something. And the schedule is a starting point for our conversation, whether email or, you know, phone appointment or in person. And certainly students can continue to revise their schedule and make changes to it, but it's just a great starting point for us to talk about what they want to do their first semester at Cal.
Yeah, so don't get stymied by, you know, that submit button. I know it can seem like a big commitment. All of a sudden you're submitting your list of courses, but we certainly don't want students to be stalled there if they're just not sure. They can submit it, and then once they have a conversation with their advisor, perhaps it's going to change quite a bit, and that's fine. That's not a problem. We just want to, they need to submit something to give us a starting point.
And the best way to make the appointment is not to ask, hey, when are you available? It's through our website. It's engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS. And there's a big button on there that says make an appointment.
And I'm sure Laura will put that on the website.
Will be on the
yes.
website.
But and we also, when we respond back to you, it's a link on in everyone's email should have a link to that. And that really is the best way. I do have students say, hey, when are you available to talk? It's like, I'm available when my appointments are available. So definitely use our appointment system. It's super easy to use, and you can find a time that works for you to talk to your advisor.
And our advisor is available, typically it's a Monday through Friday thing, so don't be surprised that you're not seeing any Saturday, Sunday events.
Right. And Wednesdays are drop-in days, and so there usually are not appointments available on Wednesdays, but students who are in the area are certainly welcome to drop in to see an advisor on Wednesday.
Okay. And if a student, as they're going through the process of their GBA, what if they have a course that they think will count as a requirement? Is there a way for them to evaluate that or find out if that's something that they can actually do?
Oh, you mean like a course they took somewhere else, like
yes.
at perhaps a community college or a four-year university?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that, of course, for California community colleges, that's really easy because there's a website called assist.org. And courses that have evaluations already done are listed on there, are articulated. So that's really straightforward. If it's not a California Community College course, then part of what the students will want to do, we actually ask them in GBA. For freshmen, we ask them if they've taken any courses and where they've taken them. And then for transfer students, we generally ask them where they've completed most of their courses. And so they'll want to start that process with their advisor. And what's really important is to make sure that they keep the syllabi for those courses, because that's what will need to be submitted, and then the courses get evaluated by faculty here in that department. So if it's a math course, math faculty will evaluate it. But their ESS advisor will work closely with them to go through that process in the summer, and hopefully they will have some kind of response so that they know where they're going to place themselves in courses in the fall, especially if it's impacting the courses they're going to take in the fall. They'll want to start that process in the summer.
Okay. And Kathy had touched on it a little bit earlier that we have videos in our COE portion of the GBA. And I don't know if it's because I'm the one that did a lot of work on the videos, but I want to make sure that students understand why we took the time to make these. And we try to make them entertaining. They're fairly short in the sense of they're not like hours long, but why was it important to us to try to make videos and get across the messages? So, for instance, we've got one about choosing the best RNC course for you.
Yeah, so that's in the freshman GBA. So that's choosing a good reading and composition course. There are a lot of factors to think about when you're choosing a reading and composition course that probably are not intuitive to students. And so our resident actress, Jane Paris, who's also an ESS advisor, and Laura have put together this great video to show students where can they find the information to choose a reading and comp course that's right for them. And so that's a really helpful video that kind of gives students a secret insider tip on how to find the best RNC course for you.
And then we actually made two versions of a video, one for freshmen and one for transfer students for our humanities and social science requirement, because it's going to be a little different just based on what the transfer students are coming in with. And I like that video because it seems to be one of the things that I think you don't think about as much when you're in engineering is the humanities and social science. So we try to explain a little better why we want you to do it. And Jane even gives some sample schedules of what it might look like.
Right. It's a college-wide requirement. So all engineering students have to fulfill the humanities and social sciences requirement. But somehow, you know, it seems sort of a mystery to students sometimes. And so Jane's videos are really kind of break it down in a really clear way on how a student fulfills the HSS requirement.
And then I know one of the modules that they're doing, I think you said it was module 3, is about course search and planning. And then we have some videos that are actually get a little bit more in depth into the course search and planning. And that was just more so because I know people learn differently and people can understand things differently. So ours, I actually went into the programs and did a click by click of what it's going to look like, what you should look for with highlights, compared to I think the one that they were doing in the main modules was screenshots of things.
Right. So module 3 is just screenshots of Cal Central, and how to do scheduling, which is fine, but I think your interactive version is so much more helpful to really guide a student through the process of how you're going to start with, I find a class, how do I get it into schedule planner, how do I get it into my shopping cart, and then eventually how do I enroll in it. I think that information is covered in module 3, but I think watching your video makes it just so much clearer and easier to understand.
Just another way to like quickly look through it, and then you can. I think it really enhances what's in the third one. So I didn't want. I only bring it up because it seems odd that hey, we had a whole module about this. Why are we watching another video? And it's because I think the video gives you just a different way of looking at the information that was presented.
And I think it's only like 4 or 5 minutes, and you're really showing them how to pick your course, how to create a schedule, how to allow Schedule Planner to do all that work for you, and then how to modify it. And so it's a really quick video, but super helpful.
And the last one that we did, because classes.berkeley.edu, we really wanted to be able to focus on finding the course restrictions, or not restrictions.
Yeah, so yeah, they have a few names. I think they're called course restrictions. Sometimes they're called reserve caps. But what those are you know, some courses are reserved for certain students in certain categories. So some courses might be reserved for junior civil engineering students. But the only way to see that is, the most clear way is in classes.berkeley.edu. And so that's sort of the schedule of classes that students can access. And in the video, you show them how to read that information and where to find it, because it's there and it's really critical. But sometimes students miss it, and that can cause issues when they're trying to enroll in classes.
I think it's great for students because when you look at that, if you see, gosh, all the seats in phase one are reserved for students who are letters in science freshmen. It's like, well, I'm not a letters in science freshman, so I don't have access to this. But maybe during phase two or adjustment, you'll see that, oh, they open up all the seats to everyone. So I guess I'll just wait till then. Or, you know, so it gives you a sense of why you might get an error message about a class, because if you're not meeting the reserve caps, you're not going to be able to get in. So it helps, it avoids that trying, having something on your schedule that you feel like is going to be the perfect class, but it's like, oh, I don't actually have access to that class. So we think it's really helpful to understand, and the classes.berkeley.edu on the Berkeley Guide is becoming more and more robust with lots more information being added to it each semester, and so we really think it's a really good resource for students. The search engine is really good. It's a way to search for lots of really, to find your American Cultures class, to find a breath class, or HSS, you'll search under breath. So it's a really helpful tool.
And Kathy just reminded me, I just wanted to mention, because I think on classes.berkeley.edu, you do see phase one, phase two, and adjustment period, at least for the reserve caps.
Yes.
And I just wanted to explain to the new students that they actually don't have a phase two. They just have a phase one, and their phase one is up to 17.5 units. Continuing students have a phase one and a phase two. So the students who were here in spring were able to enroll in only 13.5 in phase one, and then they're going to have a phase two after all of the new students enroll. So if students see phase one, phase two, it might be confusing to new students, but just consider that, okay, I'm in phase one, I'm skipping phase two, and then there's adjustment period. So that's just sort of unique for the new students.
Okay. And so to kind of wrap it all together, what happens when the student finishes GBA? What's the next step?
They, in terms of their orientation process, they'll get something called Golden Bear Prep, which is another online module. And that's Golden Bear Prep, I think, deals with, I think it has more about life at Cal, and I think there's a sort of, clearly, I haven't gone through Golden Bear Prep. That's what I'm telling. So,
and clearly, we didn't make Golden Bear.
No,
Prep.
No, we didn't make it, nor did have
nor
we
have
gone
we
through
seen it.
It.
So it's a campus wide.
It's a campus wide, yes. And I'm sure it's awesome. Yeah. And no, I think it is really good. I think it gives them about the traditions and history of Cal, and gets them also ready to come to campus in August.
And then in August, we've got Golden Bear Orientation, where we'll actually get to meet people face to face.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very excited about that. And so I think for the students, is it 6 days or 7 days this time? I don't know. It starts on Tuesday. I think move-in is on Tuesday the 14th.
It's kind of how you define it, because the following Tuesday is a free day, but that might
still
be part of GBAs.
That's right.
But scheduled events kind of start Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And they'll be with us all day Thursday. And then half day Monday of that. So we're busy planning all of that, and they'll get to meet their advisor one-on-one in person this time, and some faculty and the dean. So we're really excited about that. It's our chance to kind of get to know them a little better.
And they get to meet with their major departments. So their major departments do a presentation, so they get to kind of get a little taste of what life is like in the major. So their major. So
And meet other students in their major. So it's a time for them to kind of get connected and get ready.
Oh, that's going to be really nice. So thank you so much, Kathy and Sharon, for joining us today to talk about Golden Bear Advising. I'm going to invite both of you back for next week, because we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual schedule planning. So now that you've picked what courses you want to take, how are you creating the schedule of what your day-to-day is going to look like? And there's things that we want you to keep in mind as you're doing it about wait lists and shopping for courses that Kathy had talked about a little bit earlier. So we're going to get a little bit more into the nitty-gritty of that. And I'm excited for all of our new students that have joined us for the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I look forward to bringing you new content each week this summer. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you again for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Laura.
Thank you.